Harlequin Audio is proud to bring you Dying Breath, a Crew of Hunters novel, by Heather Graham, performed by Luke Daniels. Prologue. The side door was open just a hair, but that little bit brought a hint of wintry air that sent a chill racing down Vicky Preston's spine. She shivered. She moved closer to the door and found herself looking out at the day through the double-paned window. It was gray, turning darker quickly as the day waned into the late afternoon. Nothing unexpected, since it was winter, and still. She felt unnerved. The wind seemed to have a keening sound about it, a sound that made her think of her granny O'Malley talking about banshees wailing. Or maybe it was the fact that the door was open, even though she didn't know why it would be. But she knew it was all right. Mr. and Mrs. Ballantyne hadn't even left for their night out yet. She would just ask him about the door. Maybe he'd been taking something out to the car. Still, oddly trembling, she closed the door and locked it. As she did so, Chrissy Ballantyne came sailing into the kitchen, adjusting her gloves.
"Choose any of those little packets of food you'd like," Mrs. Ballantyne said. "You know where they all are. Noah will probably need to eat about 8:30 tonight, and there's a 6-ounce bottle he can have after he eats his food. He'll most likely fall asleep after that. The baby monitor is next to the crib, of course. The diapers are next to the crib, and, well, you know the drill. You have my number, and you have George's number, and..."
"Chrissy, can we go, please?" George Ballantyne said.